a difference because they just get ignored by the government. The government will not be able to ignore this demonstration. This demonstration represents the authentic voice of millions of people in this country. It represents the voice of working people. It represents the voice of poor people. It represents the voice of people oppressed by racism. People coming together to say we are not going to put up with this anymore. And it will echo around the world. The message that we send today will be heard by the people of Iraq. It will be heard in the refugee camps of Sabra and Shatila, which have suffered so much under Ariel Sharon. And it will be heard in the United States of America, where George Bush says he's acting in the name of the American people, but where now there is an anti-war movement growing by the day, and those are people with whom we should show our solidarity. We are making history today, and the whole world is watching us. The whole world wants to know what people in Britain say. And when they find out that we don't agree with Tony Blair, that we oppose our government, it gives heart to the people around the world who suffered so much. And the message we want to give to Tony Blair today is that we won't put up with his warmongering. They say Tony Blair is Bush's poodle. I don't know what poodles have done to get such a bad name. They're harmless animals. Tony Blair is not a harmless animal. He's going around the world whipping up war. And we have to make it clear he is not doing this in our name. There's another message we want to give, which is the message of this demonstration is not that we go to the United Nations and cobble together a resolution because the US is bribing and bullying all the Security Council to come out in favour of war. If this war was wrong last week, before I had a UN resolution, it's just as wrong next week when there is a UN resolution. The message of this demonstration is not war under the UN, it is no war under any circumstances. And this ultimatum that George Bush is now putting to Iraq, last year we had wanted dead or alive, now we have an offer you can't refuse. This is the politics of the gangster movie and it's got nothing to do with freedom or equality or anything else. And that's because they're not interested in democracy. If there were real democracy in the Middle East, if the people of Jordan and Egypt and everywhere else could speak, they would say we want to free the Palestinians. The Americans don't want democracy, they want dictatorship there because it suits their interests. This war is about oil. It's about strategic interests of America, and it's about the rich waging war against the poor. Tony Blair hangs on to George Bush because the British have lost an empire and now he's trying to find another one. Let's send another message to him here today. The people who lived under the British Empire didn't like it. The people who worked in this country didn't benefit from the British Empire. We don't want it coming back again in any form. Thank you very much. I think people today have done all that's humanly possible to mobilise for a demonstration. The Countryside Alliance spent £1 million on their demonstration. We spent a fraction of that, yet we've mobilised the real democratic forces in this country. We've taken to the streets because that's the only way we can get our voices heard. And we're asking people to go back out on the streets. On the 31st of October, we want local demonstrations. We want student occupations. We want civil disobedience. If people couldn't disobey the law over fox hunting, then sure as hell we can disobey the law over the question of war and peace. So please turn out on that day and please do everything you can locally to go out on the streets. streets, to go to your workplaces, to do everything to say that they're not acting in our name. Demonstrations do make a difference. Everybody now remembers the Vietnam War. Nobody remembers the people who said the Vietnam War was a just war for democracy and against communism. Everybody now remembers the suffragettes' march for the vote. Nobody remembers the people, including the British Prime Minister of the time, who said that women were too stupid to have the vote. Everybody remembers the civil rights marches in the US in the 60s where black people stood up for their rights. Nobody now remembers the people who segregated the South for generations and stopped people having their rights. We are part of that historic movement, and that's why we're on the move, and that's why the historical thing we're doing today is only the beginning.